can't beat Kennedy.
Summery vibes, Carson, you know?
Don't even try, homeboy.
It's a summer bop.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Julie is from Leominster. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Julie is a seventh grade teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
Sorry. I know.
Nope.
It's okay. It's all good.
Oh. Is it?
It's all good. I have some even better news than that I'm a teacher. I've been trying to get through because my husband's coming home from a year in Kuwait.
Oh, wow.
And I would love this to be our date night. So all I want is those pentatonic tickets.
Oh, this makes me so happy.
And Kennedy, help me out.
Julie, what is your husband's name?
His name is Jose.
Jose, when does he come home?
Well, he landed in Texas, and he's going to do everything, and he says by December 1st.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
I know. Isn't it exciting?
It really is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and you
want to
go out when he gets home. I think you want to stay at the house. You haven't seen him for a year. Julie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Do you not remember coming back from deployment, the last thing that they want, like, you know what I mean? They just want to sleep and eat a meal. At least that was my experience.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Aww. Okay, thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof booth right now, so you can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Today is National Raisin Bran Cereal Day. According to Raisin Bran's advertising, how many scoops of raisins are in every box?
Oh, Lord, I don't eat that healthy stuff. Raisin Bran. How about three scoops of raisins?
Oh, my God.
You're Question awesome. Number two.
You're awesome.
Star Wars star Mark Hamill wants women to take over the government, saying men have had their chance. Of course, he played Luke Skywalker in the franchise. What's the name of the little green Jedi that helped train Luke Skywalker?
Green Jedi? I never saw any of those movies.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What have you
we're
been
not doing,
doing
well.
With your life?
The little green Jedi. I have no idea.
Gary. Question number three. Snoop Dogg will be honored with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on November 19th. Is Snoop Dogg in his 30s, 40s, or 50s?
I'm going to say that he's in his 40s.
Question number four. Zayn Malik says Taylor Swift really was traveling around inside a suitcase to avoid paparazzi.
That's insane.
I saw a picture of it. It's pretty crazy.
That's a big suitcase.
Who has Zayn been dating since 2015?
Oh, my God. He's the guy from... I'm not so good at this, am I?
No.
Zayn.
No, you're not.
I don't know.
That's all right.
Let's go with Camila Cabello.
Question number five. This week, back in 1998, Dennis Rodman married Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra has been married one other time to a rock dude who now hosts a TV show. What is his name?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get up.
Name's not so good for you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Sorry.
Hey, you wanted the tickets.
I'm so excited to be on the radio.
What branch of the military is Jose in?
He's in the Army National Guard.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy.
Yep.
Julie got one out of five.
Sooch.
Army sooch. Hoorah.
Oh, God.
You ready, Kennedy?
You bet.
These are tough. Question number one. Today is National Raisin Bran Cereal Day. According to Raisin Bran's advertising, how many scoops of raisins are in every box?
That would be two.
Two scoops.
Two scoops.
Close.
Not three. Question number two. Star Wars star Mark Hamill wants women to take over the government, saying men have had their chance.
Word.
He played Luke Skywalker in the franchise. What's the name of the little green Jedi that helped train Luke Skywalker?
Yoda it is.
Yoda.
2-0. Question number three. Snoop Dogg will be honored with his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on November 19th.
Well, it's about time.
Is Snoop in his 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Ooh.
Good one.
I think he's in his 50s.
He is 47 years old.
Not quite.
2-1. Question number four. Zayn Malik says Taylor Swift really was traveling around inside a suitcase to avoid paparazzi. Who has Zayn been dating since 2015?
Ah, crap. Gigi Hadid?
3-1, question number five. This week, back in 1998, Dennis Rodman married Carmen Electra.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Carmen has been married one other time to a rocker who now hosts a TV show. Who
Dave Navarro.
It is Dave
Navarro. Mm-hmm. Was it Ink Masters or whatever?
It is.
4-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Julie, you don't get the cash, but good news for you and Jose. You are going to see Pentatonix at Agganis Arena on December 5th.
Yay.
So you date have night.
Yes.
That's wonderful. We will need a date night.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Give him an extra big hug for us.
Mm. I will. Thank you.
Go easy on those kids today.
Absolutely.
And be sure to tell Jose thank you so much for his service, okay?
I will do that.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Julie from Leominster, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Shannon is from Framingham. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Shannon, you're a teacher?
I am, yep. Phys ed teacher.
Phys ed teacher. Okay, so we had a history teacher in the 6 o'clock hour on the show.
Oh, nice.
So now we have a physical education teacher.
Teachers rule the world.
Yes,
I miss dodgeball.
I miss when they would have the tent, and you do like the reindeer games. You guys still do that?
The parachute.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do so many fun things with the parachute.
So fun.
I remember at that age, maybe about sixth grade, it was the presidential physical fitness test.
Oh yeah.
You had to run the 2 miles and do the pull-ups.
Yep.
And the shuttle run.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school.
Middle school is that one?
Yeah.
Elementary too often, but middle school they still do that.
All right. Enough of our glory years of middle school. Shannon, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
I never could climb that damn rope.
Oh, I was terrible at the rope, too.
I peaked so early in life.
I'm still hoping to. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,421 wins, only 212 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. You ready?
Ready.
On this date in 1969, Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's fast food restaurant in Ohio. What is the name of the popular frozen dairy dessert that Wendy's sells?
Frosty.
Yeah.
Today is Steve Irwin Day. What was the name of Steve's television show that brought him to fame that aired from 1996 to 2007?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
He had a television show from 1996 to 2007. What was it called?
Animal Adventures?
Question number 3.
Good Morning America.
Crikey. Bradley Cooper wanted musician Jack White to play the male lead in A Star Is Born, but the studio wouldn't make the movie with him, so he ended up doing it himself.
Wow.
Jack White was in which band with his now ex-wife?
The White Stripes.
Question number 4. Dessert Box is selling a Grinch gift box for the holidays, and it features a middle finger made out of a cake donut.
Amazing.
Okay.
You need that.
Also, apparently you can get a jar of Nutella in there if you'd like.
Worry.
What is the name of Grinch's dog, the only living thing he tolerates?
Max.
Question number 5. Sarah Jessica Parker and Lena Dunham are working to reboot Sex and the City. Please name the 4 main stars in the show, their characters' names.
Oh God, I never watched that show. Everybody else did.
That's going to be tough then.
You're such an Annie.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Never was for me.
What is the game Pin Guard? Is that like a flag game?
It's a throwing game. So you put a bunch of pins out and it's one team against the other and they have to swap down all the pins on the other side.
It's like bowling-ish.
But overhand.
Overhand bowling.
With a bowling ball. Did they use a bowling ball? That would be fun. Kennedy Shannon got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Thanks.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
On this date in 1969, Dave Thomas opened the first Wendy's fast food restaurant. It was in Ohio, Columbus, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio.
What is the name of the popular frozen dairy dessert that Wendy's sells?
A Frosty.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Today is Steve Irwin Day. What was the name of Steve's television show that brought him to fame? It aired from 1996 to 2007.
Oof.
Come Swim With Me.
Oh, that's harsh. I don't know.
The crocodile hunter.
Oh, duh.
Oh, damn stingrays.
Crikey. One to one. Question number three. Bradley Cooper wanted musician Jack White to play the male lead in A Star Is Born, but the studio said no, so he ended up doing it himself.
Smart.
Jack White was in which band with his now ex-wife?
White Stripes.
Tied to two. Question number four. Dessert Box is selling a Grinch gift box for the holidays, and it features a middle finger made out of a cake donut.
Really?
Apparently, you can also get a jar of Nutella. What is the name of the Grinch's dog, the only living thing he tolerates?
Max.
It is Max. Tied at three, the final question. Sarah Jessica Parker and Lena Dunham are working to reboot Sex and the City.
Nope.
Name the four characters, the main stars of Sex and the City.
So there's a Miranda, a Charlotte, a Carrie, and a Samantha.
Ooh. Oh, that was pretty good, Kennedy.
Thanks for it, Kennedy.
Yes, very nice work. 4-3 is the final score, Shannon. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You are going to see Becoming, an intimate conversation with Michelle Obama. It's happening Saturday, November 24th at the TD Garden, okay?
Woo-hoo. Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Shannon from Framingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
I don't like exploiting artist music for my own personal gain.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Chris is from Westwood. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hey.
You just went to the, Chris, I understand you just went to the world's largest honky-tonk. Where was that?
That was in Fort Worth, Texas.
Ooh.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
What is that place called?
It's called Billy Bob's. It's 5,000 people.
Wow.
Oh, what? That's right. I've seen, I've seen videos of that place.
Hard pass.
Yeah, they have a rodeo there. They have a concert hall.
Eight teeth between them.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Hard pass.
So much line dancing, I'm in.
Love it.
All right, Chris, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
A lot of chow, yeah.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Do people ride their horses to Billy Bob's?
Sadly, no.
They ride their horses in Billy Bob's, I think.
Here we go. Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is still a loss for you. Kennedy is over there in that soundproof booth that we call the Deathly Hallows. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Chad Kroeger of Nickelback turning 44 today. Which of these is not a popular Nickelback song? Photograph, Rockstar, Kryptonite.
Rockstar?
Question number two. Emily Blunt was on Kimmel and said she was playing a drunk on a train in a movie when she found out she was going to be the next Mary Poppins.
Hey, that seems fun.
What?
In Mary Poppins, what does a spoonful of sugar do?
Helps the medicine go down.
Question number three. Pink's husband posted a message saying any California wildfire looters will be shot on sight. What is Pink's husband's name?
I don't know.
Question number four. Rob Kardashian, who is looking to pay less child support to Blac Chyna, is doing so poorly financially that he was forced to sell his Arthur George sock line to Mom Chris.
Oh, poor Rob. What? I just want to give him a hug.
Okay. Mom, I don't have anything of value except for this sock line. Can you have it?
Christiana just wants her 10%. Like, she don't care.
What do you think, like $1,500?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
What is the name of Rob's
poor
baby?
Guy.
Oh,
Gary.
Stormy?
Question number five. This Is Us star Mandy Moore says she hasn't had any plastic surgery, but that doesn't stop blogs from reporting it. Who does Mandy play on This Is Us?
She plays the mom.
What is the character's name, please?
Billy Bob's.
I forgot.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
That's tough. That's tough. Especially if you don't watch the show.
No, no.
What?
I'm singing.
Oh, yeah?
What you singing, Chief?
Please continue.
Break my stride.
Don't go breaking my heart.
No, that's everyone.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Something. Gene Wilder? Something?
Yes.
I know
Gene
it's not
Wilder. Gene Wilder.
Richard Pryor.
Something Wilder. Matthew
the
Wilder.
Silver Streak.
Matthew Wilder. All right. Kennedy Chris got one out of five.
Stooch.
Honky Tonk Souch.
Billy Bob Souch. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Chad Kroeger of Nickelback turning 44 today. I can't believe what he can get Salt screaming out of.
Because it's about songs. I can't yell them out.
Which of these is not a popular Nickelback song? Photograph, Rockstar, or Kryptonite?
Kryptonite.
Living that photograph.
There it is.
He won't be a rock star. Literally, those are the two songs that were in there.
You could do that with Kryptonite, too, though. Do Chad Kroeger doing Kryptonite.
No, I don't even know Kryptonite.
Three Doors Down.
Three Doors Down. What?
If Why I are you yelling at me for like a two-hit wonder band? Name a third hit.
Emily Blunt was on Kimmel.
Name their second.
Emily Blunt was on Kimmel and said she was
playing. Name one guy in the band.
Playing a drunk on a train in a movie when she found out she was going to be the next Mary Poppins.
Yes.
In Mary Poppins, what does a spoonful of sugar do?
It helps the medicine go down.
It does help the medicine.
In the most delightful way.
That is correct, Kennedy. Nice job. All right. Let's see. It is 2-1. Question number 3. Pink's husband posted a message saying any California wildfire leaders will be shot on sight. What is Pink's husband's name?
Man, I get this. I get Carrie Hart and Corey Hart confused. Corey Hart.
Sunglasses at night.
Ah, I knew it. No.
Carrie Hart.
Every single time I get them confused.
2-1. Question number 4. Rob Kardashian, who is looking to pay less child support to Blac Chyna, is doing so poorly financially that he was forced to sell his Arthur George sock line to his mom.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Poor kid.
I feel like me and you selling our baseball cards to my parents.
What is the name of Rob's baby?
Dream.
It is Dream. 3-1. Question number 5. This Is Us star Mandy Moore says she hasn't had any plastic surgery, but that doesn't stop blogs from reporting it. Who does Mandy play on This Is Us?
I have no idea.
Rebecca Pearson is the correct answer. You still get the win, though, Kennedy. 3-1. Nice job.
Really need to study that show.
Yes. Or you could watch it with
I think
me.
It's just called
nope.
Watching.
Nope. No, I will not watch that show. Thank you. I cry enough on my own.
But it's therapeutic.
And don't see a million little things.
I spend a lot of money on therapy every week. I don't need it.
But you don't have to spend money on this one.
Oh, stop.
TV's free.
Salt, I have pulled up all of the hits from Two Doors Down. Are you ready for them?
Sure.
Kryptonite. Okay, so Chris, congratulations to you. You got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I wanna be a rock star.
Live at the Box Center Schubert Theater, November 29th through December 2nd.
Slow one in there.
Join the Peanuts gang.
Here Without You. That was a good one.
Join the Peanuts gang as they put on their own play and discover the meaning of the season. Chris, you enjoy
and
that,
third?
Okay?
When I'm gone.
Yeah.
Chris.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Sorry, Chris. My name is Chris from Westwood, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.